You're listening to Women in Leadership Podcast, episode 27. Hi, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communications strategist and the podcasting queen. Welcome to another episode of Women in Leadership Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to reach your full potential. So I want you to imagine that you've just started your business, you're a young woman, and the world is your oyster. And before you know it, your business is just rocking and rolling and you're doing some amazing stuff with clients all over Australia. So welcome today to my guest, Danny Cross, and I'm super happy that this guest is on today's show because this guest is my daughter. And so some of the things we want to talk about today is some of the challenges that she's overcome in her business, some inspirational tips that she often will share with her clients, which are just as important as we're thinking about growing our business, as well as how she's leveraging technology. She is one of these young women that just is using technology fantastically to grow her business, get her message out there, get her story out there, and connect with clients. And so it gives me great honor to introduce you to Danny Cross. Hi, Danny. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Mum. Good introduction. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, look, I mean, it really has been a pleasure and such an honour for both Dad and I to watch you grow your business. I mean, you started off in your home, didn't you? I mean, first tell everybody, what is your business?
Yeah, so my business, we specialise in transformation. So it's the whole nutrition, exercise to change body shape. And yeah, just like habits, going through all that kind of thing, you can get really into detail. So I'll just cover, so three products that we offer. We also, so I started just in, your backyard, I guess, with a medicine ball, I think one kettlebell, a 12 kilo and an 8 kilo, a stepper, and then, started from there. And when I left Fernwood, I think it was about 1.5 years ago, started from a home garage and just expanded from there. So we're in our studio now, which we moved in March this year. So it's going well.
Yeah. And, of course, you've got a group of incredible women that you're helping, and a lot of the messaging and the inspiration that you're sharing is really going nationwide throughout Australia too. So you're impacting the lives of many people around transforming themselves in their body, their nutrition and so forth. So it's really been a journey.
Yeah, so at the moment we're actually currently training Cindy Warren from the KC Radio Group, and they've called themselves the 977 Slim Possible team. So that's also one of the things that we're focusing on this year, is to, as a group of women, coming together, doing things in the community for homeless women and share the dignity. So that's pretty cool to do. Again, it's focusing on what we can do as women in a group trying to make an impact in the community. So
it's fantastic, and certainly, you know, I've seen how you've progressed and really impacting the lives of these women, and being one of those women that's involved in that. So Danny's certainly kicking my butt as well, which is great.
Yep, of course.
Danny, this show's about sharing inspirational tips and empowering other women. You've grown your business now. You've moved out of a home studio. You're now in your own studio. Where you are now, looking back, what are some of the key things that you've learned along the way?
When looking back and speaking with other fellow PTs that are in a position where I was a couple of years ago, I think you need to find something that you're really passionate about and go from there. You need to believe in yourself as well. As cliche as it sounds, like people probably think, oh, you know, give us some better tips. But you really have to, like, the products that we offer, I believe in them so much that I don't need to spend a lot of time trying to convince people or getting clients to come on board. I have a product which is beneficial for anyone that comes through my door. So all I have to do is work out, okay, this person here will be suited to this type of product, and then guide them from there. I think that makes it a lot easier if you have products that suit your clientele. And if you believe in yourself and if you believe in your ability to provide that service, to teach, and you're really good with working with people, I think it all just falls into place.
Mm. You know, one of the things that you said there, you know, some people might be thinking, oh, well, that's really simple. It may be simple, but some of the lessons in life are simple, yet the impact that they can have when you do them well, when you realize them, can have an incredible impact. Yep. And I think with any business owner, you know, starting a business or an in business, if you're not passionate about what you do, about the message that you share, about the impact that you want to make in the world, when there is a challenge, and you know, let's face it, every day can bring its little challenges and sometimes big ones. If you don't have that passion, you're just not going to step forward and take action to move through that. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I was having a conversation with one of my clients the other day who has a friend who's training with a trainer who isn't that confident in what they teach. And it's kind of like people come to you as an expert for that guidance, for someone to teach them or tell them the way. You don't want someone who isn't confident and kind of, oh, you know, we'll see how this goes, see how that goes. You want your trainer or, you know, nutritionist, like you, Mum, when you have a question, you go, okay, Danny, what do you think about this? And I can say, no, we won't do that. Yeah. This is what path I want you to take and why. And because with the confidence that I bring to that answer and to my teaching, you're like, okay, yep, this is good. This is the way I'm supposed to be going.
That's true. And I think for anybody who's in a service-based business or even a product business, if you don't know your product well or your service well or you're not confident in it, that is going to show through.
Yeah.
And it's like anything, isn't it? I mean, if we're not confident in that product, service, program, how on earth can we expect our clients to be confident in that as well? So speaking about, you know, confidence, especially when it comes to setting goals around whether it be weight loss, getting fit, trimming, toning, all those kind of things. I think the lessons that we can learn about talking about motivation, goals and things like that can be really learned and put across all aspects of our business. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because I know that when we're talking about weight loss, I mean, goals and motivation is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've heard about the SMART acronym. So they've got to be specific, measurable. You've got to look at time, how long it's going to take you and whatnot. They've got to be realistic. I think once we've, let's see, I'll give you an example. Just say someone comes to me and they want to lose weight. We look at what hasn't worked in the past, what's stopping them from getting to their big goals, and what things they think that they can improve on. And it kind of makes it a little bit easier when we look at small steps.
You know, one of the things that I know personally, and this is why it's so great to have you here, because some of the things that I know challenge that I had when it comes to, you know, staying fit and healthy and looking after myself, because it's so important, you know, in life, but also when you're in business and making sure you're always operating at your best. But there are some challenges that can often be, you know, you're faced with. And I think what I really love about, you know, kind of working with someone to support me is the fact that we can set goals, we can, you know, really set some key objectives, and when there are hiccups along the way, well, we go, okay, well, what didn't work, what do we need to implement to so talk a bit more about that.
I think a lot of women, or a lot of people in general, men and women, weight loss and getting fit seems a little bit harder in mind because of all the things that we've been told, all the things that we think we need to do. So a lot of people would come to me and go, oh, you know, I'm really nervous about starting because I know I have to exercise a lot. I know I have to eat less, but I really like this dish or this type of food. I don't know how I can go without my glass of red wine and all that kind of thing. So it's a misconception about what actually has to be done. Once that information is given to you and you've actually learnt about what type of exercise is good and what type of nutrition that you need, you've got a clearer view of how you're going to get to your goal. And I think when we divide it up into steps and we go through our SMART goals, it becomes a little bit easier because you know that you don't have to keep making it harder for yourself. We make it as easy as we can, breaking through the different hurdles along the way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when we look at it, you know, we're talking about SMART goals and setting goals and objectives when it comes to weight loss. We can use the same principles on any goals that we have. Even in business, there might be a revenue level that we want to achieve. And it's breaking it down into the small steps and the small mini goals, because otherwise things can just seem too big, can't it? And that can almost be overwhelming.
Yep, of course. No, totally agree.
Yeah. So with your work, one of the things that I really wanted you to share is the fact that you storytell and that you're using social media so well to share your message, bring your message out into the world, and ultimately that's being reflected in the clients that you're generating and the buzz that you're creating.
Yeah.
Talk about, I mean, for you it's going to be kind of like, well, this is just just something that I do. But for some people, particularly older women in business that aren't so technology savvy, can be quite a challenge. So tell us a little bit about what kind of tools and technologies do you use in your business?
Facebook, we use that pretty much 90% of all our posts and blogging is through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a website which is set up, and we get a few leads through there, and opens up a means of contact which I can start talking to people I've never met before. I think coming from my generation, everything's online, so it isn't as hard as what it would be for, someone who hasn't worked with Facebook before.
Yes.
Look, I'm using your laptop here, I think Nicole's laptop, and it's just a different set out to what I'm used to. So even now I'm getting a bit, this is a bit new. So
yeah.
I'm 24, getting confused with a laptop for the first time. It can be understandable why people
get confused
with it. But yeah. I think too, with blogging is one of our things that we do a lot. So it comes quite easily when you know your product inside out and you know the types of people you are trying to engage as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm.
So one of a tip for blogging is, yeah, know your audience and kind of know who you want to work with. Makes it a lot easier.
And I love the way that you share, when you're sharing a blog post or writing it, you really do share a story so that when you start reading it, you really are captured and you're taken on that journey and you can resonate with what's being shared. And I think that's such an important lesson to share with others. I mean, great. Yes, you absolutely have to know your ideal client so that when they are reading that post, they really feel connected and that you understand what they're experiencing. Yes. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So what other tech? So Facebook is one that you use a lot. Are there any other favorite technologies that you use, like platforms online?
Yeah. So we have an Instagram page. Instagram's sharing pictures and a little story at the bottom of that. So we do get a few people that come from Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Snapchat is something that we are slowly getting onto, and that helps with taking videos of just food and the cooking stuff we've been doing. Sometimes I'll put up a video of the girls training.
Yes.
But it's a bit hard for I'd love to have my own little personal videographer that comes around with me, because I don't like to have my phone. I don't like to use my phone while I'm training the girls too often. So I kind of forget, I should have taken a video of that.
Yes.
I get so immersed in the training and being with the clients. But Facebook, Instagram and Snapchat would be the ones that we use the most.
Yeah. What would you say to someone who is just starting off in business, the fact that you're using both of those or all of those technologies? Did you use all of those at the same time, or did you start off with one first, use that till you got it working well for you, then moved on to another and then built as you went along?
I think with anything that you're going to do in business, you need to have, obviously we all as business owners, we want to focus on everything. We want to have a really big list of followers on our Instagram, we want our Facebook blogs to be seen by thousands and thousands of people, but in reality it's not going to happen that way. You need to always have a focus, work on that first, and then you can start have something like, take off, and then you can work on something else. So Facebook, we started a Facebook page. Once we got a website, we could put the website underneath all of our blogs to kind of open up another little avenue for people to get more information through the website. But one of my tips would be definitely know how to use and target your audience through Facebook. Know what, little things like headings and pictures, trying to experiment with what works with your clients will be my biggest lesson, I think.
What I really love about, kind of you sharing your message, because here is an industry, like personal trainers, and we're going to shift in a moment to talk about the nutrition, because that in itself has really gone online. Now, typically, we would see a lot of the people in your industry having to be the face-to-face, yet you've been able to take part of your business and really make it online. So share a little bit more about that, because your online, your nutrition program is all online, isn't it? You don't need to speak to people face to face.
So I've actually got a few people. Most of my people that train with me online come in-house as well. So I train them face-to-face and then they can do all their studies, all their tasks and communicate with me through online, which I personally find it better because you get access to me more instead of just your standard half an hour, 45-minute nutrition consult. So this way, being online, you can constantly have that contact with your clients or with your trainer if you were to be online, which is what I like. And two, you know, on the weekends, you can kind of, life is so busy that people want to choose when they're going to set aside time to do, you know, their self-development and do their tasks for nutrition. But yeah, we have very good online system set up by one of my mentors, and that's through who I'm studying with, Metabolic Precision. So it's all set up for me. All I need to do is pretty much get clients on there to work with, and then the rest of it it just flows along.
And I think that's fantastic because, you know, with someone's listening today that's got a business that's typically been face to face, there may be portions of your business that you can put online so that people can access it more easily around their very busy time schedules. But also too, I mean, if you suddenly had a client that was in New Zealand or wherever, they don't necessarily need to be here in Australia or in your town to be able to access it. So it really has opened up the possibility for you taking that element of your business to the globe.
Of course. I think people like the element of always having that person there to have answer questions, to be there of support. There's a lot of information out there, and I think if you've got a coach, whether that is in anything, whether it is business, whether it's nutrition and training, and you have them, you know, fitness goals, I think it's really important to have that person there for you to lean on. And that's, I've had mentors in the past and business coaches and whatnot who specialize in what I do, and yet it makes a big difference in having someone there whenever you need.
Look, I think having a coach or a mentor is imperative. I mean, look at top sporting people or sporting teams. They all have a coach, a mentor, whatever it may be, because they can really keep you focused. And let's face it, as entrepreneurs, we get lots of different ideas and things, but they kind of keep us in line. No, keep your focus there. And the problems that we have. So speaking about mentors and coaches, what would you say would be something like a piece of advice or insight that one of your mentors has shared that has really impacted your decisions and where you are today?
I think one of the key things is to focus. I think, as you said before, as entrepreneurs, we want to focus on every single thing we can. For me, I could look at all trainers around my area, see what they're doing, and try to come up with something that covers everything. And then I completely get taken away from what my focus is, which is transformation. See, we don't do 12-week challenges or a diet plan as such. So to focus on what other trainers are doing, which focus on that, would completely take away from what we do. So yeah, focus and learning how to focus is one of the biggest tips that I've been given. Block out the noise and really focus on your business, what you believe in, and then everything will fall into place. It'll attract the clients that you want to train and you want to work with, and we'll go from there.
Fantastic. So what goals and dreams do you have moving forward?
Oh, I've got a few written at home on my whiteboard. I would love to write. There's Oxygen Magazine. It's a top fitness mag out there for people who compete or people that just want to get information and be inspired by different athletes and people that have lost weight before. So I'd love to write for them. I'm actually competing in my first fitness competition October 2nd. Which I would love to place, but if I don't, I won't be disappointed. It's the start of a very long journey because it's something I definitely want to get into. Other goals is, sounds a little bit silly, but I love working with people and I love to see them get to their goals. That is one of my goals, to keep reaching more and more people, spreading the word about good food, to enjoy training, to enjoy life and not have to be in that diet circle that we've majority of us have been in. So
absolutely. I mean, one of the good things about your program, well, it is, we have to eat more, and that's one of the things. I've got to have another meal now. That's a good problem to have.
It is good, and I think living in a country where we have an abundance of food, abundance of everything, access to internet, to everything, I think we should definitely take advantage of the opportunities that we have.
So Danny, how can people get in contact with you?
Through Facebook. We've got a page. It's Danny Cross-Complete Transformations. Also, we have a website, completetransformations.com.au. We've recently got a new URL recently, which is dannycross.com. Danny spelt with two N's and two I's, just for something different. But yeah, they can reach me through any, even the Instagram page, if you've got me on Instagram, dannycrosspt.
Fantastic. And of course, we'll put all of those details on how you can connect with Danny on our show notes. The show notes are annemariecross.com/podcast27. So thanks so much for coming on the show, Danny.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Over the next 12 weeks, we're going to feature a new segment, our tech tip, to help us leverage technology in our business. I've recently been invited to become a Microsoft ambassador. They've given me a Microsoft Surface Pro to use in my business. There are so many functions and features in the Surface that I have absolutely no idea about, and unless someone tells me about them, I'll probably never find out. So what I'm doing is I'm inviting my fellow Microsoft ambassadors to come on the show, share a tip with me, whether it be an app that they're using or a piece of technology that is really going to help me be more productive in my business. And I want to share that with you so that you can leverage that in your business as well. And by the way, if you are using a Microsoft Surface Pro already and you've got a favorite app or a way that you're using it to streamline and run your business, reach out, let me know. Love to hear from you. Just pop an email through to podcast@annemariecross.com. podcast@annemariecross.com. Let's listen to today's tech tip. So today we're speaking to Megan Yemmer from Tech Coach HQ. She shared a tip with us last week, and she mentioned something before we went into the recording. I thought, oh, I've got to get her back on this week's show because she's got another tool she wants to share with us today. So Megan, what's this tool that you want to share with us?
I want to share about speech recognition. And this is a really important tool. It's available for both Windows and Mac, but we're going to concentrate on setting up your dictation for your Windows device, whether it's a Surface Pro or a Surface Book or just a normal PC. So what you need to do first is you actually need to set it up. You can't just start talking and it will convert to text. You actually have to set it up first. So how are we going to do that? And I might try and do a little video later so Anne-Marie can add this. So you go into the Start button, click all the programs, and you want to find Accessories in the menu. And it's called Ease of Access. We're talking about accessibility. So this is for people who have dyslexia or who have trouble typing, or they might be just someone who prefers to talk and for their voice to convert into text. It's great for a lot of business people. And also you can set this up on your mobile devices as well. So once we go into Ease of Access, then you're going to click on Windows Speech Recognition. And there's actually a sentence or two that you have to read. And it's like a training ground for Cortana to pick up your voice. Now, apparently upcoming in the August updates, there's going to be some improvements to this area as well. So you say, start listening, click on the microphone button, and then you say, for example, if you're going to type into a Word document and you want this voice to text option, so you open the program you want to use and select the text box and then go from there. It will improve over time. Like with most programs, it does need to improve over time. So that's really important. It's not always going to pick up everything. If you have a thick accent or a lisp, some of the words might come out a little bit different, and so you will have to probably go in and fix it. But this is a really good tool, and most people don't know it actually exists.
Yeah, this is a great tool, particularly for people who want to create content, perhaps in the written word. However, I know a colleague of mine, he will stare at a blank page if he has to write it for hours, in fact, days. So this is a great way for him to speak the article out and then go back and edit it as well. What other ways have you used it specifically for, Megan?
I often, especially coming out of client meetings, often I can verbalize my thoughts much better than I can type them. Mm-hmm. So I will open OneNote with a client file and I will just verbalize my thoughts and again go back and edit it. It's sort of like a diagnostic, like a doctor's writing a report. Mm. I find it much easier to go back after that. There's also the reverse option is when you want the text reading back to you. But that might be good for another podcast.
Absolutely. So this is a great one. So speech recognition. And by the sounds of it, you said it improves over time. Is that because the more you use it, the more Cortana starts to recognize the voice?
And it's actually that with most devices. It's the same with your iPad or your Android phone. They all need that time to recognize the nuances of your voice and things like that.
So don't give up and don't start yelling, like, you know, sometimes you start yelling at these things or you hear them, or maybe that's just me, I don't know. But
no, I think we all do it. It's like, why can't you recognize it? Just said a word really simply and you haven't even recognized it.
There you go. Well, we'll definitely have to get you back, Megan, because you are certainly the go-to person at tech. And by the way, how can people get in contact with you?
You can go to my website, which is www.techcoachhq.com.au, or you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook with that name. And I have a great group called Tech Made Simple, all one word, on Facebook, which is to help small business owners, startups, entrepreneurs use technology more effectively.
So we're nearly at the end of another show, but before I go, if you are struggling to get your signature program created so that you can then develop that into a VIP day, a home study program, or an online program, something similar to what Danny has got, then why not sign up for one of my breakthrough roundtables? All you need to do is go to annemariecross.com/your-signature-program, annemariecross.com/your-signature-program. That brings us to the end of another show. Lots of insights there. If you are just a startup business or you've got a dream about a business, really, if you're focused, like Danny said, you've got great mentors behind you, you're passionate about the program, the service, the product that you're offering, and you're just getting out there and sharing stories, you're going to attract clients before you know it. You can be in your own office, you can be in your own studio and serving clients in a way that you really want to support and empower them as well. Reach out to Danny. All of the details are on our show notes, the show page as well. If you haven't already subscribed to our iTunes channel, please do that, because that means every time we have another fantastic guest like we did today with Danny, you'll be the first person to know. annemariecross.com/podcast iTunes. Have a fantastic week. See you next week, everyone. Bye for now.